Pete and Kimber.
Mix 94.5.
Top 14. Top 14. Top 14. Top 14. Top
14. Hey, Jordan.
You guys are hilarious.
How are you,
hello,
mate?
Hello. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. We're great. Tell us about your journey, bud. The last time we caught up, it was the day before you were flying out to LA, and now you've been performing your guts out. You got through to top 14 in American Idol last night. So tell us how it's been.
Oh, I mean, it's such a whirlwind, like genuinely such an emotional roller coaster. But like, yeah, it's just unreal. I just feel like the underdog in this situation, and I just keep surprising myself, I guess. It's been absolutely amazing. Like, it's such a huge platform, and to kind of get that recognition on such a huge platform is like so surreal, you know.
Jordan, if I was Charlie Puth and I was watching, I'd be pissed. I'd be so upset at how well you did this song. You got me thinking back when you were far out, you were good, mate. What was it like performing this in front of the crowd, especially when you get going and the crowd really starts to get into it?
You know what? I was saying to myself that whole day, like, I might get a yes, I might get a no, but the one thing that was in my control was the performance. You know, that was the one thing that I had full control over. So it was like, all right, I got a no, so now I'm going to, you know, I'm going to fight a little bit. I'm going to, you know, try and prove why I really want to be here. And I just had so much fun with it, you know. I've really enjoyed the performance. I felt super in the moment. I was just like, if I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna try and go out with a bang, you know.
And who are you crushing on in terms of who are your the best mentors there at the moment? Like, is it Katy Perry? Is it Lionel Richie?
Oh, look, I've always had a bit of a crush on Katy. I mean, how can you not? And you know, it's super special to be a part of it because it is her last season. So I'm just really trying to take it all in. But yeah, she's great.
Yeah. Have you gotten to know them a lot more now, considering that you're so far past the original here's a golden ticket, first time we've met each other, you know?
I feel like with every stage we get a little bit more like interaction with them, which is like super cool, you know. We'll have a little chat to them backstage, and they'll whip out a couple words of wisdom for us, which is awesome. And like, you're just a sponge. Like, these guys are legends of the game. And you know, when they talk, you listen. So it's amazing to kind of have that reassurance and that guidance.
And are you still feeling like you could take a few risks? When we spoke to you last, you said that your audition piece, you were like, oh, I'll go in with something original and see what happens. So you're feeling like you could try some different stuff?
Yeah, you know, why not? Like, I feel like I'm always trying to change things up and shake it up in terms of my song choices and, you know, the arrangements and what I do with it. So, yeah, just try and keep everyone and myself on their toes.
Now, mate, how's the sightseeing in LA? Surely you've got time to go out there in around filming and stuff and actually go and take a look at the place and enjoy your time there.
Look, guys, I won't lie to you. On my day off last week, I did go for a little venture out to Disneyland.
Oh,
no way.
It was awesome. It was actually awesome. Like, that was life highlight. You know, went with all the fam, went on rides, just was a little kid for a day once again. It was nice to just kind of take a little break from singing and just, you know, do a bit of screaming on some rides.
Well, Jordan, you'll have many, many weeks there because we know we're going to go a long way in this comp. So in that time, if you could just bring us back a really cheesy, like, key ring.
Yeah.
Sort of the worst sort of key ring touristy type one you can find.
All right, done.
Thank
consider
you.
It done. I'll bring it back in for you guys.
All
great.
Right, mate. Nice to catch up with you, Jordan Anthony. And looking forward to talking to you again when you've made the top 10, buddy.
Love it. Let's fingers crossed. Let's hope.
All the best, Jordan. Talk soon.
Thanks, guys. Miss you. Thanks for having me.
Miss you too.